Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
The lockdowns of 4 years ago created a boom in DIY. People trying their hand at doing bigger jobs in their own home rather than paying someone to do it. One of the beneficiaries of that boom was the giant hardware chain Screwfix, which has around 900 stores in Britain, Ireland and France. Now, the boss, John Mewitt, is worried about a decline in apprenticeships and people going into trades like carpentry and plumbing. And John Mewitt is the chief executive of Screwfix and is on the line. Good morning, John.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, John. A bit tired after the Coldplay gig last night, but I will push on. I will soldier through. John, how acute is this problem of a lack of tradesmen and women?
Yeah, well, I mean, let's start with some good news. Tradespeople are telling us they're really busy. 75% of them actually are booked up for the next 6 months, but they're really worried about the shortage of skilled tradespeople. You know, if you're doing a job, you often need another tradesperson to help you to get the job done. A plumber needs, you know, a tiler or an electrician to do a bathroom. And like many of us, they're finding getting tradespeople really difficult. And they feel there's not enough being done to encourage young people to choose a career in the trade.
And the shortfall, I presume that's driving up prices for consumers when they do get their hands on that carpenter or that plumber or that electrician.
I'm sure it is. I mean, the bigger problem is trying to get hold of one when you've got a job to be done. And I mean, what tradespeople are telling us is that young people just aren't considering moving into a skilled trade. But it's a great profession. 92% of our tradespeople are telling us that schools should be doing more to encourage young people to go into the trade rather than just going to university.
Yeah. Is it a cultural issue, John, in Britain and in Ireland when it comes to apprenticeships, i.e. some people might look down their noses at apprenticeships? And parents don't want to have to tell their friends at dinner parties that their son or daughter is doing an apprenticeship. They'd rather be saying, oh, well, they're studying media or the arts or something like that.
I think you're absolutely right. I think more should be done to celebrate apprentices as having the same value as a university education. And, you know, when we speak to every year at Screwfix, we run a competition to find the best trade apprentice. And I remember in 2023, I met a fantastic lady, Katie Jones. She was a straight-age student. She was advised her only pathway was to go to university, but she knew it wasn't for her. She got herself an apprenticeship in plumbing and heating, and she's now doing fantastically as a fully qualified plumbing and heating engineer. So there's more options than university.
Yes, indeed. And in fact, you can do an apprenticeship with a degree at the end of it as well.
You can, yeah, you absolutely. It's not always one or the other.
Yeah. So what can we do to encourage people to go into the trades and to take up an apprenticeship? So what's practical solutions are there?
Well, I think there's a few things. I think firstly, the way to approach an apprentice as a small business or a sole trader is quite complex. So I think the government can make it simpler, simplify the regulation and also the tax. I think providing grants for small businesses and SMEs to support recruitment, I think, is really important. I think encouraging flexibility in apprentice learning. I mean, at the moment, if you're a sole trader and you want to take on an apprentice, it's a real commitment for quite a long time. And then finally, that point that you talked about, really celebrating trade apprentices as having the same value as a university education.
Yeah, I lived in Germany for a few years, John, and apprenticeships or Auszubildende, they're very much respected and people cherish having those careers. But there's a cultural issue here, a bit of a snobbery, I might say. So how is business for you guys in Screwfix in Britain and Ireland?
Well, I mean, as I said at the beginning, our tradespeople are busy. We're enclosed at the moment, but I mean, that's good news for us. And we've now got 40 stores in Ireland. Our Irish business is growing really strong. And we, you know, we're about helping our customers get their jobs done. So having lots of stores near where they're working so that, you know, we know time is money for them.
Is the supply chain issue that everyone had in 2021 and 22, is that now solved or abated?
Yes, I think so. I think, clearly we've got some challenges with the with the Red Sea. But overall, supply chain's not a problem.
This is getting giant tankers coming from China and the Far East to get through I can't even remember the name of the canal there, the Red Sea Canal.
Yeah, they have to go round the long way, so to speak. But it's still working, and the goods are flying. It's just taking a bit longer to get across. That's
now,
all.
Are we buying more or less of certain things? Have you noticed in the last few years? I notice you guys are powering a lot of your stores using renewable energy.
Yeah, I mean, clearly energy prices and the move towards renewable is a big change. And we'll see more of that. And again, another reason why it's important we've got the tradespeople to make that change as people adapt their homes to renewable energy. So we are seeing some changes already, but I think we've got more to come.
Right. Okay. Anything else that would speed up that transition? I mean, why can't all companies be ordered to use renewable energy is my question.
Well, I think that there are a number of legislative impositions on companies, which does mean that they will have to reduce their carbon emissions. At Screwfix, we've been really focused on reducing our carbon emissions, but through changing from fossil fuels to renewable electricity using air source heat pumps in our stores. And more of that will happen. At the end of the day, I think the way in which the tax will come in will make it a must-do for everybody eventually.
Okay, John, thanks very much for joining us. That is John Mewitt, the Chief Executive of Screwfix.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.